15 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock, and here at our studios, 56 degrees at our studios here on the east side of Red Oak, and we're going to have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to get to visit with Mr. Stephen Wainwright. Mr.
Yes.
Wainwright, how are you?
I'm really in good shape today. I'm about a 9.
Oh,
probably.
Wow.
But now seeing you your shiny head. I mean, not everybody knows out there. Do you want people to know that you're bald?
It's everybody knows at this point. Yeah.
But your shiny head makes it a 9.5.
Well, good. Well, I'm happy I could lift your spirits.
Yeah, right. It did.
That is awesome. Johnny Appleseed, I think you've been referred to.
I thought
that. Probably among other things, too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, don't talk to my wife. Yeah. I have played a lot of different hats. Johnny Appleseed, in the fall, I have several hundred kids, some from Red Oak, elementary kids that come out to the camp, Camp Appleseed, which is, about 10 miles east on State Highway 2 from Clarinda. And we had, as I was talking to you earlier, probably 750 plus people out. Any groups can come out. Free will donations, 501c, nonprofit camp for anybody, homeschoolers, 4-H groups, church groups, whatever.
I want you to tell me, let's back up a little bit.
Okay.
Because if I remember correctly, and, as you get older, things start to slip a little bit.
Yeah.
But if I remember correctly, the Ladoga LaBlanche apple orchard.
Yes.
Was in your family for a long time.
Actually, Dad and I resurrected it back in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Because my great-grandfather, Arthur Wainwright, homesteaded the land that we're still on in 1872.
There we go.
And so it's 125, 150 years old, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of special. Now, it petered out that orchard in the 20s and 30s. And then Dad and I started planting trees. Dad's gone now, of course, but planting trees in the early 80s. And I have over 1,000 trees. And so right now we got cherries are pretty much coming on. I was hopeful to have some peaches to sell this year, but I think if you come out and get apples, you might get a peach or two free. I don't know, but anyway, we have about 40 acres there of the original land, and it's pretty special, especially the new camp.
So, how did that come about? So, when did it start to transition from, it's an orchard and we have 1,000 trees, so let's do a camp and then.
I tell you, it's the same way with this prayer chapel I'm going to talk about.
Yeah.
But I just felt, I didn't hear God speak to me, but I did have a sense that this would be an ideal place for camp. Mm-hmm. I had served as a director at several camps over at Stanton and around the state, probably directed 60, 70 different camps, church camps. And I knew what it needed. It needed shelter houses. It needed maybe a cabin. It needed a worship center, and it's really great to have a lake. And we have about a 4.5-5 acre lake, and we have kayaks and paddle boats and the fishing is excellent it's great. So
when did you start developing the camp?
That's about 7-8 years ago.
Okay,
and it just kind of evolves and. I like these portable buildings, and I tell my wife, God told me to get this building, or God told me to get 12 more rods and reels.
Uh-huh.
But she we've been married almost 30 years now, so she knows me well enough to kind of give me that look. But what really happened, for the last year and a half, 2 years, I was serving a new church in Newmarket called Amazing Grace Fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I'm 81, so I don't really need to be serving a full-time position. And it was an interim position, and finally a new pastor was found a few months ago. And in the midst of, I really missed leaving. I mean, I'm still in the community and hopefully be involved in the church one of these days in a good way. But I just needed a break. I needed time to do a retreat a vision quest, sabbatical. And in the midst of that, God just didn't give up on me. He just said...
You know, he never does. He never
he
does.
He never gives up
no.
on you.
No, he does not.
In fact, he calls us out of the blue sometimes. And
yeah.
And I just felt... it's really... God... I know it's from God, but he said... You know, why not a prayer chapel? And the reason why, people are really in need. They want to be cared for. They want a way to deal with the confusion, the violence in the world, the domestic issues, abuse that's happening in our communities, and the drug issue. And and you can pray anywhere. Of course, and Jesus did. But there are certain places that I have found. There's a place up in Canada that I hope to go to here again in just a few weeks, that there's just places that are more sacred than others, that you feel closer to God. I can't be objective about the 40 acres that the camp's on, but we have baptized people there. We have people's lives have been saved, literally. I just talked to a person in the prayer chapel, FaceTimed him, whose father is very, very ill, and likely might not make it through this week. And there, I could just feel the spirit of prayer, the Holy Spirit, helping me to try to bring comfort to this young man. Who's going to lose his father most likely.
Yeah.
And so I'm hopeful that it will be a place, everybody, this is your prayer chapel. Anybody that wants to come up there, come there. It's open 24/7. If you're going to come at night, in the middle of the night, just give me a call.
Yeah.
And 712-303-7766. 712-303-7766. You don't need any money. You don't need have clean clothes on and bring your Bible if you want. And if it's in the late in the evening, call me and I'll meet you there and get the lights on and you can just find, it's really peaceful.
Where is it now? Where would people find it?
Well, it's actually the orchard is about 10 miles again east. On State Highway 2, and there's a big lake there.
Yeah,
and I think a lot of our people know where that's at. It's actually, if you get to the lake on State Highway 2, you want to turn south on Franklin, which is a gravel road. Right as you get to the lake, you turn south off State Highway 2 and go just about 1 or 2/10 of a mile, and you'll see a sign say Camp Appleseed. And you'll be able to, once you get to the lake, you'll see a white building. There's several buildings around the lake, but there's a white building up on top of the hill with a copper cross on the top of it.
Yeah.
And that's the prayer chapel. And you're showing it up right now. You can see it. I can see it right now. And you just go in off the gravel road to your left on the back side of the lake and just go up the hill, drive right up to the prayer chapel.
Okay.
It's 14 by 40. I don't know whether they don't have it on this map.
This is an older
map, but it's 14 by 40, and you walk in, you'll see a picture of Jesus praying under a tree. You'll see pictures of people praying, Jesus, others on the wall. You have to take your shoes off for two reasons. Practical reason, keep it clean, but yeah. Second reason is sacred ground. You usually take your shoes off and walk in and just sit down and make yourself at home. If you've got a prayer request, I've got a piece of paper, a little sheets of paper. You can put that prayer request down and put it up on the kind of the table I have there. I'll be glad to pray too for that person. We're going to have a dedication for this prayer chapel.
Tell me about it.
Not this Saturday, but the last Saturday in May, and it will be May 30th on a Saturday afternoon at 4. And we're going to dedicate the building, and we're going to have a little worship experience and prayer experience, kind of a belated memorial service as well for any of the of your lost,
yeah,
those that have passed on in the last few years. We'd love to have you come from that. Just bring your Bible if you'd like, and we're going to have homemade ice cream and strawberry shortcake. Homemade. I don't think we're going to make the strawberries, but I think I've got a friend bringing a bunch over today. But anyway, but you can come anytime, and you don't have to let me know, but call me and say you'd like to come over and see it, and I'd be glad to show you the whole camp for that matter.
So, and by the way, we are visiting with Stephen Wainwright. Have you named this Camp Appleseed? What do you have a name for the prayer chapel?
We call it the Camp Appleseed Prayer Chapel.
Uh-huh.
I am thinking about a name other than that. I haven't come up with it. I want you to know that this prayer chapel, you know, when someone say, well, what's prayer? Well, the easy answer is talking to God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mm-hmm. that's good. That's good. But I've been doing a lot of reading, a lot of praying, a lot of meditating. And I tell you, it is so much more. At the very least, it is, along with Jesus Christ, the most powerful, meaningful, healing, compassionate gift that God has ever given us.
Mm-hmm.
To actually be able to converse with God, whether in conversation or quietly, or just listen to God.
Yep.
And we're talking about moving mountains.
Jesus gives us an example of how to pray in the Bible. And it also says if you have faith the grain size of a grain of mustard seed, you can move a mountain.
That's right.
But you have, through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, we have a direct line. We can talk to the creator of the universe.
That's exactly right. And in my readings, the focus when you pray usually is either on yourself, mm-hmm, or someone else.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
Yep.
But the focus, with a capital F, is on God.
That's right.
To glorify him. And some of my readings are saying that's one of the things that we forget to do. Just prayer is the way that we can glorify God. So let's say we've got someone who we love who's very ill, and we've been praying and praying. Person gets sicker and sicker, and God forbid, dies. God, did he answer your prayers? Yes, he answered your prayers.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because God is so glorified.
Yeah.
Is so... Yeah. Worthy of thanksgiving and praise. I really mean this. I've really grown my prayer life so much lately. I've grown so much in my prayer life.
Yeah.
That if we focus on that, on the glorifying the Lord,
mm-hmm,
you will definitely know you were answered, even though you were anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You'll really know it down in your heart.
Yes, we don't always get what we get. And I'm going to repeat something I've said a lot of times on air. I'm going to repeat. If you got everything that you prayed for in the last week, if it showed up today, would you be glorifying God, or would you be getting yourself a new F-150 or a new...
That's exactly right. So you see, we pray, we think... Again, God's not against us praying for... what should generate the prayer is that, hey, I want to give thanks to the Lord.
Yeah.
I want to glorify him for all that he's already done for me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And when you think of all the things he's done for literally billions of people through the centuries, I mean,
it's amazing.
I can't really control myself on this, Aaron. I'm so excited about it. But as human beings, it's kind of nice to have a place. And a place of respite, a place of peace. And now you can find that in your bathroom, your bedroom, your patio,
yep,
someplace out the West 40 or whatever. But I, my goal, and I feel it was God's goal, was that when you walk in there, you're going to feel the need to pray,
mm-hmm.
because you're going to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. And so I'm like my mother. She lived to be 101, uh-huh. as many of you. I've talked about Mary Helen Wainwright, a teacher,
uh-huh.
till 80 years old. But she was constantly learning. And bless her heart, her mind was good to the very end. Her body was hurting, just like Jerry, yeah. as having some health issues, as I know. And so we pray for Jerry. We pray for this father whose name is Jeff. We pray for each and every one of you out there. And I just encourage all of you to get closer to the Lord through prayer.
It is a powerful thing. It is a powerful thing. So I think it's a good thing you're doing.
Well, I think it, so, I think it is. I think it's,
you haven't mentioned this. I'm going to mention this.
All right.
It's a 501c3.
Yes.
You are a 501c3.
Yep.
If someone felt led, you can donate to that ministry.
Yes. I just,
and you're not bringing it up. I'm
no,
bringing it up,
yeah,
but
well,
it is.
Thank you. Some people, it's free will donation,
yeah.
But literally it costs several thousand dollars every year to, insurance is $1,000 by itself.
Yeah.
And so if anybody wants a really good way of supporting, again, I'm not very objective, but something that really means a lot to the community, mm-hmm. and has reached a lot of people, just come out to the camp. I'll give you a tour, you know.
So you're going to have this inaugural event.
Yes.
We'll call it May 30th, 4 p.m. That's a Saturday.
Yep.
And
yep.
you would welcome people to come to that. You don't have to sign up. You don't have to just show up.
No, just come up. But if you're coming, one of the reasons if you're coming, it shouldn't be the main reason, but if you're coming for the strawberry shortcake, come early.
Yeah.
I just hope it becomes a place, another place for people to go whenever they need to. And as people have been saved there, baptized there, we have a men's group that meets every week on Saturday mornings. Men, any men out there that would like to be a part, come at 8:30 every Saturday morning. We have a men's group, and we focus on the Word. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know the Word very well, don't worry about it. You're going to learn the Word.
You don't have to.
No,
you don't have to.
You get to, with other men, you're going to do it. And, well, you can see the passion I have about this.
Yeah.
I mean, I really believe, some of my readings, it says, if you really, you should pray in your vulnerability, mm-hmm. in your helplessness, be honest and truthful about where you're at and where you're going, you know, what's happening in your life, because some things can be overwhelming. Mm-hmm. But don't waste your time praying if you have any doubts that it's not going to be answered. Every prayer is answered. Now, you need to work on have a pure heart.
Yep.
You got to, there's times you need to confess your sins, make amends. You say you're not answering? He's answering it. But if you got things going on in your world and you're doing some things that you shouldn't be doing, you're kind of, there's a little static in your ears, you know what I mean? And you're not really hearing what God is trying to tell us. Oh, you got your Bible right here handy,
so,
don't you?
So about patience. The Lord is not slow to fulfill His promise on, not slow to fulfill His promise on some count slowness, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
yeah.
The scripture that that is kind of the foundation of the prayer chapel comes from the New Testament, Luke 11:9-10. And what that talks about, you ask, you're going to receive. Seek, and you shall find.
You have not because you ask not.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And Second Chronicles talks about it. If you pray, you know, wonderful things are going to happen. If my people would just pray,
mm-hmm.
it's just as simple. if you pray to God, your life is going to be changed 180 degrees. It's going to be like from night to day. I mean, if you really allow Christ to enter your hearts.
Interesting, and that is true. And I think it's important to have that sincerity in what you're praying for, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, kind of to that point, one of the largest podcast or the largest podcaster in the world, which everyone has an opinion on him, but he was very hostile toward religion and Christ for a long time. He's kind of softened in the last little bit, but he said one time, which was pretty interesting, he said, even if you're a Christian or not, he said, it's undisputable that if everyone just lived based on the principles that Jesus taught, life would be better for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to believe it.
Yeah.
But if you do, life would be better for everyone, which is kind of an interesting statement, I thought. And it's true. It's true.
I mean, you think of the special moments in the life of Jesus that we see in God's Word. So often it's around prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
Yeah.
The Garden of Gethsemane.
Oh, yeah.
Going out into the wilderness right after he's baptized.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I want to, one last thing, if I could, if I got time.
Sure.
I want people, I was talking about unanswered prayers, or it seems like unanswered, praying for someone who's very sick, maybe to the point that they've only got a few hours to live, maybe not able to converse because of the morphine or the or the medication. And I've always been told as a counselor and as a chaplain, you know, I've told loved ones, go get close to them and whisper in their ear or talk close to them so they can hear you, that you're there and that you love them and pray with them and all that kind of thing. But in some of my readings, they're saying is, how do we not know that that person who is so sick, not able maybe to speak, seemingly unconscious, isn't praying at that very same moment?
Mm-hmm.
Praying for me, for you, blessing God and glorifying God for their lives.
Right.
I've never looked at it that way.
Yeah. Very good. I love the subject, and the Bible says to pray continually without ceasing.
So. That's incessantly. Yeah. So, yeah.
I think it's important. So, the prayer chapel, it's available to everyone.
It's your prayer chapel. It's everybody's prayer chapel, honest. I mean, if you want to do a special worship experience there, it's there for you.
Yeah.
If you just want to come by yourself, it's there for you. If you want to bring your family out to the lake and barbecue and enjoy, I hope and pray you come up to the prayer chapel, which is up just up the hill, 50 yards, and pray with your family.
So... Can I shift gears just a little bit?
Sure.
So you mentioned the peaches, that you may not have as many peaches as you had hoped. How does it look for the apple orchard right now?
Or well, believe it or not.
Or do you have a feel for it at this
point? Yeah, I do. I have a big feel because I just sprayed it. I spray minimally. It's almost organic, but I spray it 3 or 4 times. The apples in the stores are sprayed 10 to 15 times. And, of course, the apples in the store now are last year's apples.
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, it's great to get fresh apples. I will have cherries to sell. They're going to be ready in about a week, week and a half, sour cherries. The apples, you know, I don't think I'm going to have as many apples as last year for whatever reason, but some of the trees are loaded.
Okay.
See, I have 1,000 trees plus, so some trees will not, you know, produce in a particular year, but they're actually some almost the size of quarters already.
Oh, wow.
And the peaches, you just can't raise peaches around here. And if I have much of a peach crop, you better get to know me real well because I've got a list, a kind of a top 10 list.
Yeah.
but it's going to be a good year, and we'll start having our apples. If we have peaches to sell, several of you call every year and say, you got peaches this year.
Yeah.
And I can tell now after I was looking at them this morning, believe it or not, some of them are about the size of a quarter, but none of the peach trees are loaded, but I may have a few to sell, and that would be in around 4th of July.
Okay.
The cherries will be ready in a week or two. We'll have enough to sell of them. Just a free will donation on the cherries. Apples will be starting in first part of August.
Okay.
And August through November.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're really good too, by the way.
Well, yeah, they're really good. Yeah, so. And the Apple Butter Festival will be in September. But hey, I'm telling you, everybody out there that just feels completely don't know where to go, feel free to give me a call. I'm always going to be a preacher, mm-hmm. a pastor to the day I die. So I do counseling. And again, it has nothing to do with any money. You don't have to pay me anything. If you want to give a donation to camp, I'll take that. But just anything, if you're really don't know where to turn to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And maybe this will be the impetus for you to get closer to the Lord.
Yes. Very good. Mr. Stephen Wainwright with me. Most people are saying, yeah, I know that guy. So 712-303-7766
yep.
is your number. May yep. 30th, 4 p.m., the Ladoga LaBlanche Apple Orchard.
Yeah,
apple
orchard, or orchard. Camp Appleseed.
Camp Appleseed.
And again, you can come anytime. And if you can't make it that day, just give me a call and say, hey, I can't come, but could I come now? And I'll try to give you a tour. Okay?
Very good. All right. Nice to visit with you. Take care.
It's good to see you.
Nice
God bless you. Everybody here, okay?
Make right. it a great day. Stephen Wainwright with me this morning.
KCSI-FM, Valeska, Red Oak.